She knew she'd had a close escape when she heard his voice on tape. That the man who wrote those words could never comfort her. And she thought of all the things that would go wrong if they'd carried on. And what a fool she'd been to think that they belonged. When she heard those songs, those dolorous songs, those heart-scorned, prim, self-pitying, dolorous songs. She sat down at a window chair. She brushed and ponytailed her head and thought about his changing moods, all that anger and such victimhood. And she imagined the hour he knew that love was gone, that bitter dawn, when he reached for a pen and turned his bed light on and wrote those songs, those dolorous songs, those heart-scorned, prim, self-pitying, dolorous songs, those songs, those dolorous songs, those heart-scorned, prim, self-pitying, dolorous songs.